Civil war over the leadership, which Albrecht will surely win, and he'll cease all trading with Ankh-Morpork. Did you know that? He thinks the place is evil.
I know it is, said Vimes, and I live there.
I've heard that he plans to declare all dwarfs there Dharak, the vampire went on. Vimes heard Cheery gasp. It means not dwarfs.
That's very big of him, said Vimes. I shouldn't think our lads would worry about that.
Said Cheery. Quite so. The young lady looks worried, and you'd do well to listen to her, Sir Samuel.
Excuse me, said Vimes, but what is all this to you?
You really don't drink at all, Sir Samuel?
No.
Not even one?
No, said Vimes more sharply. You'd know that if you knew anything about...
Yet you keep half a bottle in your bottom drawer as a sort of permanent test, said Lady Margalotta. Now that, Sir Samuel, suggests a man who wears his hair shuts on the inside.
I want to know who's been saying all this.
Lady Margalotta sighed.
Vimes got the impression that he'd failed another test.
I am rich, Sir Samuel. Vampires tend to be, didn't you know? Lord Vetinari, I know, believes that information is currency. But everyone knows that currency has always been information. Money doesn't need to talk, it merely has to listen. She stopped and sat watching Vimes, as if she'd suddenly decided to listen. Vimes moved uncomfortably under the steady gaze.
How is Havelock Vetinari? She said. The patrician? Oh, fine.
He must be quite old now.
I've never really been certain of how old he is, said Vimes. About my age, I suppose.
Then she stood up suddenly.
This has been an interesting meeting, Sir Samuel. I trust Lady Sibyl is well?
Yes. Good. I am so glad. We will meet again, I am sure. Igor will see you out. My regards to the Baron when you see him. Pat him on the head for me.
What the hell was that all about, Cheery? Said Vimes as the coach set off down the hill again.
Which bit, sir?
Practically all of it, really. Why should Ankh-Morpork dwarfs object if someone says they're not dwarfs? They know they're dwarfs.
They won't be subject to dwarf law, sir.
I didn't know they were.
I mean, it's like how you live your life, sir. Marriages, burials, that sort of thing. Marriages won't be legal. Old dwarfs won't be allowed to be buried back home, and that'd be terrible. Every dwarf dreams of going back home when he's old and starting up a little mine.
Every dwarf? Even the ones who were born in Ankh-Morpork?
Home can mean all sorts of things, sir, said Cheery. There's other things, too. Contracts won't be valid. Dwarfs like good solid rules, sir.
We've got laws in Ankh-Morpork too, more or less.
Between themselves, dwarfs prefer to use their own, sir.
I bet the copperhead dwarfs won't like it if that happens.
Yes, sir, there'll be a split and another war.
She sighed.
But why was she going on about drink?
I don't know, sir.
I don't like 'em. Never have done, never will.
Yes, sir.
Did you see that rat?
Yes, sir.
I think she was laughing at me.
The coach rolled through the streets of Bionk once more.
How big a war?
A worse one than the one 50 years ago, I expect, said Cheery.
I don't recall people talking about that one, said Vimes.
Most humans didn't know about it, said Cheery. It mostly took place underground, undermining passages and digging invasion tunnels and so on. Perhaps a few houses fell into mysterious holes and people didn't get their coal, but that was about it.
You mean dwarfs just try to collapse mines on other dwarfs?
Oh, yes.
I thought you said they were all law-abiding.
Oh, yes, sir. Very law-abiding, just not very merciful.
Ye gods, thought Vimes, as the coach rolled over the bridge in the centre of town. I haven't been sent to a coronation. I've been sent to a war that hasn't started yet. He glanced up. Tantony was watching him intently, but looked away quickly. Lady Margalotta watched the coach until it reached the gates of the town. She stood back a little from the window. There was a slight overcast, but habits of preservation died hard.
What a very angry man, Igor.
Yes, mistress.
You can see it piling up behind his patience. I wonder how far he can be pushed.
I've brought the hearth around, mistress.
Oh, is it that late? We'd better be going, then. Everyone feels...